And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, good to be the king. Yep, good to be the king. Yep, that is a line from a Mel Brooks movie, but it is nonetheless true, good to be the king. Also, we'll look at when again. Little play on words. When again. We'll be examining the door that we've got to use to get in, and we'll close this hour out by talking about what it's like to have a refreshing swim.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics are going to have to wait till next hour because this hour we won't be covering them. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When Hurricane Harvey struck Texas and the Gulf Coast over the weekend, the world turned upside down for children and families in its path. When disaster strikes, children suffer in unimaginable ways, and Save the Children is there to meet their unique needs. Even now, Save the Children is in Texas and along the Gulf Coast, making sure hurt and frightened children impacted by Hurricane Harvey get the help they need. To care for and protect children has been the mission of Save the Children for nearly 100 years. So when tragedies like Hurricane Harvey strike, they're prepared and they're on the ground for children and their families around the world and right here at home. Your $50 right now to Save the Children will deliver essential supplies for families forced to evacuate, including hygiene kits, blankets, portable cribs, and strollers. Children are counting on us. Call 888-248-0312. That's 888-248-0312. Or give online right now at savethechildren.org/radio.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
Listen to all the thoughts swirling around right now in your mind. I need to stop at the grocery store on the way home and pick up a gallon of milk. I wonder if my boss is really going to give me that raise next month. I really hate him or her. I can't stand being with that person. I wonder how long the pastor is going to keep on talking this morning. I mean, all of those thoughts clamoring around up there. Now, I'm not saying all of those thoughts are either good or evil, godly or satanic, but what I am suggesting to you is that when either God or Satan wants to influence us for good or evil, the primary conduit of their influence is through our minds. The primary battlefield for spiritual warfare is our mind.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Lot of things going on. We are going to get an update in the second hour by Scott Wilder again. who has been working with people. He's in Dallas, but he's been working closely with the people in Houston. He is from Texas. It's a good connection. In fact, our very own Dale Henry from Texas knows a lot of people in his hometown. Where he is done some of his education, where he sits on boards, is in Houston. So a lot of connection with people that are there going through quite the trauma. The initial trauma, I think, really people were maybe like, okay, get ready, get ready. But the follow-up, the water that has increased so much that it's cresting over the lakes, the lack of backup food, the lack of backup supplies. We had a story, we talked about it this morning, where a young group of people with babies, they actually had to spend the night in a cardboard box. Then it's just like, wow. It's just makeshift, survive. What's great is that Texas is doing this country proud. Showing, instead of sitting there and complaining about what is or isn't there, they are gathering together and supporting one another. That is cool. That's a great, great testimony to the state and to the spirit that exists in that state. I really do like that. Okay, let's cover a couple things. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. As you know, Sam was born as a Muslim. And to go from being a Muslim to a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, not an easy journey. He's lost a lot of family. He's lost a lot of status, a lot of financial position as he has moved his way up as a top-tier real estate agent. He had to go through a lot of trials to get there. The reason I bring that up is it does show you the kind of tenacity and commitment that Sam has when he's in a project or he has a belief about something. He has been steadfast in his faith. He is a good brother in the Lord. He is a good man of God and a supporter of Christian ministries in San Diego and worldwide. We encourage you, if you got any real estate needs, go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. Pretty easy URL. Thinksam.com. I mean, 8 letters. Got it. And if you want to call him, you're welcome to do that. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, maybe it's not for Ann Gertrude. Maybe it's not for Uncle Myron. Maybe it's for Cousin Bobby. I don't know. We just say, send him to Sam. There we go. That was a good one? I thought that was pretty good. I liked it. All right, let's get into our next segment called What's Bugging Me, brought to you by E. coli, Termite, and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli, termite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. This one just happened. Hold on. Gotcha. Boy, that's a very resistant bug. Okay. This just happened. How long ago? 9 minutes. Just happened 9 minutes ago. I got to bring this up. The other thing I'll bring up tomorrow. But this is the thing that's bugging me. I've been on the microphone with KPRZ for about 5 years. We've done almost 1,200 shows. I've done a bunch of intros. I've done a bunch of exits. I've done a bunch of I'm sick. We'll have to run best of. You know, we're somewhere about 240 shows a year for 5 years. Okay, comes up to about 1,200. Inevitably, no matter what I do, drinking tea, eating peanut butter, having lemon drops, it having, you know, mist in here, spraying, making everything good, the first line, for whatever reason, for 1,200 times, I seem to always crack my voice on the first line. You know, somebody that does radio, I don't mind having a crack in the voice, especially if I've done like a 10-minute segment. It just drives me a little batty when it happens in the first 10 seconds. Because everything after that is, it's already been cracked. You see what I'm saying? So if you start off that way, that's what's bugging me. I know, doesn't bug you. I understand. Or if it does bug you, it's one of the reasons you change the channel, and then you change it back. I understand. That's okay. That part I live with. Drives me nuts. For me, actually, it's not a drive. It's a short putt. and see if you're a golfer, if you can figure out that joke. All right, let's get to it. This is Good to Be the King. Comes out of a quote from Mel Brooks in one of his movies, Robin Hood Men in Tights. Let's talk about God as the King. Have you noticed throughout your Christian faith that you will often hear that God is the King? All right? Right? That's cool. God is the King. Here's a question. Where is God King? Well, technically, God's King everywhere from a technical point of view. But we need to understand what it means when it talks about God being a king and what the kingdom of God is. Because the kingdom of God is the reign of God. And a great way to understand it, a way that I was taught, a way that the Lord taught me and I learned educationally, a great way to understand the kingdom of God is to understand the kingdom of God is where God is king. All right, and let's just stop. The kingdom of God is where God is king. In your life, there are some areas that God is king. When you come before the Lord seeking mercy, don't you know that the King of mercy is available? That's where God is king, and his kingdom reigns in that mercy process. Let's understand the kingdom from a fantastic point of view. Luke chapter 12, verse 29 through 32. Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink, and do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things. And your Father knows that you need them, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you his kingdom. The Lord wants his kingship in your life, and you should want his kingship in your life, because when God is king, all the provisions are taken care of. All the safety is taken care of. All the security is put in place. There's a peacefulness. There's no need to escape. In our society, we are a highly medicinal society. One of the big sellers in the last 20 years, we are a Prozac nation. People take drugs on a consistent basis. It wouldn't even be as big a deal if it was from some anger or some control issues. It's more so that there's a numbing to life. That's a much bigger problem. Because God is not king in several areas of our lives, we fall into this process of numbing. Now, you think about why people will drink too much or smoke pot or do drugs or, let's be honest, any other form of escape. I mean, honestly, without people getting mad about it. Entertainment in many fashions and in many ways is an escape for people. Movies are an escape. Sports are an escape. Eating is an escape. You know, they always talk about all these different disorders. Well, everything's got a disorder because if the reason that we're eating is not to live but to lose ourselves, that's one thing to eat and to enjoy it. I mean, who doesn't like to have a good pizza? But if that is what you live for, that's different. And so the kingdom of God is where God is king, and where God is king, there is not a need to medicate. I want you to listen to me. People medicate with a lot of things. People medicate with religion. Yes, they do. I didn't say they medicate with Christianity. I said they medicate with religion. People medicate filling the void in their own power to try and bring peace where there is no peace of mind. Well, guess what? Only when the Lord is king, only in the kingdom of God is there a perfect peace. Every other peace is a temporary substitutional peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you." So he differentiated his peace and the peace of the world. Where the kingdom of God is, there is peace. Now, we're going to take a short break and come back, And we come back, we're going to look at, can we access that peace now? Can we access that kingdom now? Or is it only for the future? Don't go anywhere. You're going to answer that question. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The most important thing to know about the spiritual warfare we face as believers is that we can't win, at least not on our own. Dr. Tony Evans takes us to Ephesians 6:10 for a look at the armor of God as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Now, you know what that says? The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. The nature of the armor is that it's God's armor. That's a passive in verse 10. Be strong in the Lord. That is, it's a passive imperative. It means it is the Lord's strength that will enable you to stand firm. It is his work. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Or to put it another way, you must learn to dress for success. The only thing that's ever scared the devil is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The only thing that has ever scared the devil is Jesus Christ. So if you want to get the devil off your back, put on your uniform, your Jesus mask, put on your Jesus Christ appearance, and the devil won't be able to hang. He won't be able to handle you because you are Christ. You have dressed for success.
Learn more about the victory Christ died to give you. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, and find new hope whether you're dealing with relational concerns or tougher issues like sexual or emotional problems, substance abuse, and so on. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make your request. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, I can play the guitar like that. Okay, maybe not. Here we go. Let's double-check the weather. All right, so I want to let you know this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, Steve Wheeler and Company. Steve's going to be filling in for me, because I am going to be going out of town in September for a couple of days. I am going to see, guess where I'm going, by the way? Texas. Come on, that's, you're killing me, right? I'm going to see my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandson, yay, Carter Bear, and my daughter and my son-in-law and my other granddaughter and my future grandson in her womb are all coming down there to meet me, and we're going to spend 3 or 4 days together, so I am very, very excited. until we go out to eat. And I recognize that Grandpa means a few other things besides we love you. All right. Anyhow, Steve's going to be filling in for me. Steve, the director of Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org is their website, whitefields.org. A great place if you're looking to read testimonies from rural pastors or from other ministries and ministers that will just kind of bless you. That is a great place at no cost, no requirement to go check out not just their videos, but their projects and their testimonies and the different things that they're doing and how they've helped different villages with clean drinking water and how they've helped rural pastors educationally, financially, and how they've taken the gospel all over the world. So just a great way to do it. Whitefields.org. We encourage you to get in touch with Steve. You can talk to him anytime he's not flying or out of the country, which is a ton. That guy, you know, people talk about a lot of miles. Well, I put a lot of miles. I spent a lot of money. His last flight in was somewhere in that 36-hour flight range. So tell me all about it. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. A great man of God, him and Coral, great woman of God, and we just pray for their ministry that the Lord would bless them on a continual basis. The other thing I do want to mention before we get back into what we've been sharing is, of course, our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. I don't know if you heard it or not, but Dr. Robert Jeffress was just on in one of the breaks. And anytime he's in the break, I kind of do an extra listen. And he was talking about spiritual warfare being in the mind. That is 100,000,000,000,000% correct. If you want to know where that comes from, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5. And it's also 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 is a great place to understand where spiritual warfare is taking place. Somewhere between your left and right lobe is where that's going on, just in case you want to know. But anyway, he's going to be speaking at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch October 5th. I cannot believe how close that is. I mean, it is like close. It is like close. So it's going to be at City View Church, and we will have limited seating. The food is provided by French Gourmet, and we encourage you to go to kprz.com and sign up before it is too late. That is the only warning. You don't get a lot of warnings because it's going to be sold out way before. It'll be sold out easily by September 15th. I'm just telling you. Better hurry. It'll be done. It'll be signed up, ready to go. All right, so in the last segment, we took a few minutes, so we'll take a few more minutes understanding that the kingdom of God is where God is king. I did not invent that saying. I've not only heard that, it's been in writing for years and years and years. Some people try and make claim for it. Look, it's not complex. The kingdom of God is where God is king. And where the kingdom of God is, where he reigns, there is a grace, a mercy, a love, a peace, a rest, a protection, a health, a joy that sits underneath his authority and his reign. And what we'll do is we'll spend quite a bit of our lives trying to establish what the kingdom of God in our lives would bring to us. We try to establish it in our own power and our own strength. Doesn't work too good, and the more we can get ourselves lined up with the kingdom of God, the better off we are. But I do want to talk about this one aspect before we get into accessing that kingdom, and that is there are some people theologically who will say, yes, I understand the kingdom of God, and this is kind of like a Martha and Mary statement. This is more like a Martha statement, I apologize. But it's like, yes, I know the kingdom of God is coming, and one day we'll be dancing on streets of gold, and I'm super happy about that, and that's fantastic. But that is then, and this is now, and I somehow need to survive now, and not just the then. Well, we know that there is a then to the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 26, 29, I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of this vine from now until the day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That is a kingdom yet to come. Can you say amen? You don't have to be a genius for that. Yep. Jesus is going to drink that wine with us, the fruit of the vine, It's wine, by the way, until it's not going to take place until it takes place in the future in the Father's kingdom. Wow, that's fantastic. Matthew 26:29. We got it. We understand it. That's the future kingdom of God. Awesome. We look forward to it. It's kind of like the future resurrection. However, there is also a kingdom of God now. What? You see, there's a kingdom of God later. Sure there is. Dancing on streets of gold. Yeah, that's going to be cool. No pain, nothing but joy. You won't be worrying about anything. That's the kingdom of God in its most wonderful manifestation. But Jesus also said this, Luke chapter 17, verse 21. People will not say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. The proclamation of Jesus Christ is that the kingdom was here, not the kingdom is coming in 2,000 years. And what has happened is too many of us have bought into the kingdom of God is the greatest place in the universe, and it's going to happen when we're all in the sweet by and by, and we're all coming off the clouds with harps and magazines and all that other rubbish and blah, 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 blah. That's not what Jesus teaches. He teaches that the kingdom is in the future and the kingdom is now. You want to know how to know that the kingdom is now, besides the fact that Jesus said it, which should be good enough? Ready? Are your sins forgiven now? Oh. Well, then I guess the kingdom has come. Has the Lord granted you favor now? Oh, well, I guess the kingdom has come. Has God heard your petition and moved on your behalf on anything in your Christian existence? Oh, well, I guess the kingdom of God has come. Have you had a moment? I know, short, but let's be honest. A moment where the peace of God just wiped everything out and you thought for even 1 minute, I don't care. That's the kingdom of God now. You see, there is a kingdom in the future and we look forward to it. It has to do with our hope. But there is a kingdom now. It's now and it's later. And I got a message for you. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you access the kingdom now, because that's what you got to know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hello, this is Dale Hendry. I'm the general manager here for Salem Media Group in San Diego, and Hurricane Harvey has hit home for me. I'm a native Houstonian, born and raised in the Houston, Texas area my whole life. My family, my friends, my nieces, my nephews are there, and my phone is blown up all weekend long. I'm coming to you today as a Houstonian and asking all of our fellow San Diegans to step forward and make an effort for all the relief effort that's going on. We've partnered with Save the Children, and Save the Children is on the ground in Houston, Texas right now, and they're able to get all the right type of supplies for families forced to evacuate. So you can go right now to kprz.com, and your $50 donation goes right to Save the Children, and it'll be impacted today. Don't sit at home, watch television, and eat popcorn. Get active and help today.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved. with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Billy Graham on Raising Your Kids.
The son of a clergyman who became a leader in the community was asked, "What did your father preach that affected your life?" And he answered, "It wasn't my father's preaching, it was his life that he practiced that won me to Christ." Read the Bible, explain it to your children, and live it before your children. No use talking about the Bible and reading it to them unless you back it up with your life.
No parent is perfect, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can set a godly example for your kids.
And I'm asking you tonight to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his blood for your sins and rose again, and who wants to come into your heart and into your home. And he will come in and give you a supernatural love, a supernatural joy that you cannot work up.
Learn more about that supernatural love and joy at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, don't forget, next hour, we're going to have Scott Wilder on giving us an update for the stuff that's taking place in Houston with Hurricane Harvey. See what's going on with that. I did want to let you know before we get back into our review of material that Pastor Chris Gordon is going to be joining us on Thursday. Excited. I've not had a chance to have him on, so, you know. We've developed a friendship, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great. And don't forget about the K-Praise app. You just go to your app store, type in KPRZ, and then you can get the app for no cost, which is a good cost. The other thing I do want to say about Hurricane Harvey and the emergency relief that's going on, if you are desirous to contribute, one of the best ways to do that, there's a couple different ways. And you know, Scott's going to come out and he's going to say, "Well, I know you need to pray about it, but you need to give." Yeah, okay. You still need to pray. And you can give a $50 gift to Save the Children. They're right there. They're right there doing stuff right now as we speak in Houston. You just call them up, 888-248-0312. 888-248-0312. You can always go to savethechildren.org and then you /radio and then you put like radio KPRZ, stuff like that. But it's a great way to kind of participate now so you don't have to wait. We think that's good because the kids need help now. There's some food shortages. It's not, you know, it's not that it can't be helped. We can do something. And that's what we're doing as a nation. You know, the state of Texas doing a good job. People all around the country are doing a good job. Different states are helping out. You just want to see this whole thing go as far as it can and stay away from whatever political, whatever is possible. Let's just take care of them. It'd be just wonderful if we can do that. All right, so we started this conversation off talking about the kingdom of God. And sometimes you'll say the word kingdom of God and people like go, "Ooh, kingdom of God." And it's like, okay, Sparks, calm down. The kingdom of God is where God is king. When God is king, people don't fret. They're not worried, afraid, stressed. They don't feel like their life's about to crumble or somebody's about to drop a hammer. There's a security. There's a protection. There's a provision. There's a confidence. There's a joy. There's a peace. There's a grace. These are the things that come from the kingdom of God, where God is king. And one of the things we discussed in the last segment is understanding that there is this future kingdom that we all know is we have strong faith is coming, that there's going to be a day, be it, you know, when a trumpet blows, you know, or however the eschatology breaks down, we're done. This is it. We're over. It's over. And believers will be in the presence of the Lord, never to depart his presence again. That's it. You know, that we look forward to that. That's the future kingdom. But there is a current or a present kingdom, and that present kingdom is important to understand, because in the future kingdom, there won't be any disease, and there won't be any demons, and there won't be any sin to defeat. I mean, that's a pretty strong position we can understand. But in the current element of the kingdom of God, in the now part of the kingdom of God, Jesus, when he cast out a spirit, said, "The kingdom has come unto you." Jesus, when he healed people, mentioned that the kingdom has come. When he gave his disciples orders to go forth and to minister and to cast out spirits and to heal the sick, he told them, "And say, the kingdom of God has come to you." The kingdom of God is in the future, but there is a part of the kingdom that is now. And that's why people can get saved. And the kingdom of God is to be and is now. The problem is that most of us don't access the kingdom of God, so we stay a billion miles away from finding any protection, any peace, any joy, any security, any love, any sense of okie-dokiness. Somehow in my heart, I wish Jesus used okie-dokie. And I think it's a problem because we're sitting there and we're trying to come up with all these brilliant solutions. And then if we can't come up with solutions and we can't seem to be accessing the kingdom of God, then we medicate. And I think that's I think that's been going on forever, for a long time. All right. Some people medicate by having sex, too much sex, sex outside their marriage. Like, that is it's not going to be your answer. It's not going to give you what you think it's going to give you. It's not going to happen. Sin is pleasurable for a season, but the season ends. And the peace the world gives is temporary and cannot fulfill. So the only thing I want to know at that point is, I don't care about every aspect, everything. I want to know, okay, fine, how do I get to that kingdom? You want to give me an answer, Dave? Give me an answer how to get into that kingdom now. I know by faith in the testimony that God has given regarding his son, Jesus Christ, that my sins are redeemed, that my sins are covered, and that in the future kingdom of God, I am good. Streets of gold are good, and I'm excited. That is a big part of what keeps me going. But what about right now? How do I access the kingdom of God now? Because I love the idea of the future one. I just need to access the current one. Did you know there's an answer for that? There's a door to get into the kingdom of God. You want to know what that door is? Good, I'm glad you do. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom." So we know this is something that we should be doing, right? The door is the same door that John the Baptist told us to take. It's the same door that Jesus told us to take. And it's the same door that Peter, in his first big preach to the church, told us to take. Ready? Get ready. I hope you're buckled in. Keep your eyes on the road. Here's number one. "In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" Matthew 4:17, "For that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" Acts chapter 2, 37 through 38, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.'" You want to know how you access? You access the kingdom of God by repentance. You're looking for some big thing? Repentance is not putting a sign on and walking around the ends of the intersection and beating the sign and saying, "Look at me, I'm a dope." That's not what repentance is. It actually has meaning to it. which is relatively important. The actual Greek for repentance means to think afterwards. To think afterwards. That means that you hear something and you think, wait, let me, what? There are two major aspects to repentance. There are two breakdowns of the Greek that really help us understand. The second one, this is going to surprise you. The second one is to be in anguish over or sorry. That's the one where you keep thinking I'm supposed to be sorry for my sins, right? Well, I keep doing this, Dave, but I don't feel sorry. Well, I understand. That's the secondary meaning. That's not the first one. In fact, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." Difference between worldly and godly grief. But that's not the primary definition of repentance. The primary definition of repentance is this: to change our direction, to change our mind, to conform to God's direction and thinking. You want to access the kingdom of God? You want to step into the kingdom of God? You want to find out where the kingdom of God is? Change the way you think to conform to God's thinking. Change the direction you're going to go in the direction God wants you to go in. You want to know how to bring that kingdom now so you're not just waiting for it later? Think it through the way God wants you to think it. If you don't think it with God, you're not walking in the right direction. We need to change our process to acknowledge God's declaration and follow his process. He lays it out before us. Hey, you want to get into this kingdom? All right, repent. Repent, yeah. Do what I tell you to do. It's not, oh, I'm going to hear the gospel. All right, now I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing. That is not repentance. It's changing direction. When we come back, I'm going to show you how powerful changing direction can be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
I'm Cheryl Kiesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. Want to make a difference with your life? Me too. Well, guess what? We can. Jesus said in John 10:10, "I came that we may have life and have it abundantly." The choices that you and I make today contribute to one of three buckets. The first bucket is time. What we do with our time will affect eternity. Mark Twain says, "The two most important days of our lives are first, the day we were born, and the day we find out why we were born." Are you spending your time earning money to buy more stuff? That's the second bucket, is stuff. The media wants to sell us more things that they say will make us happy. To get more stuff, we have to make more money. When we get more stuff, we have to spend more money to take care of our stuff. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 21 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The last bucket is the stories bucket. We must invest ourselves into something that outlasts our lifetime. It's the one that we bring the intangible things like relationships that matter. In this bucket are things like participation, places, prayer, peace, people, pictures, purpose, and even play. Romans 12:2 reminds us, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, perfect will."
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got to tell Agent Squires, he doesn't know this. I wrote that. You didn't know that, did you? Not so much on the music side of things. Just saying. I have a musical talent. I used to call him a gazoo. Not bad. Inexpensive. So we have been discussing kingdom stuff. The kingdom of God, where God is king. And we have been discussing the fantastic truth that the kingdom of God is in the future and that the future kingdom of God is awesome. It's unbelievable. It'd be so great. There'd be no sorrow, no tears. Nothing but the peace and protections, the mercies, the love, the washing of the Lord's existence in our lives, just all around. Oh, how fantastic is that going to be? I mean, none of the eck. You ever drive through a city and get to the city and you can automatically almost feel like this doesn't feel good? Well, heaven's going to be the exact opposite, and the future kingdom is the exact opposite of all that stuff. But there is a kingdom now that we do need to be aware of, and that kingdom now is the kingdom that helps us with disease and demonic influences and sins that are trying to wipe us out and past wounds that are trying to pull us back. And the reason that's important to understand is because the kingdom in the future, all those things are going to be non-existent. They won't be there. Their presence will be gone. But here now in the kingdom of God, we don't have to be subject to the power of certain things. We're not required to obey a demon, though there are plenty of them. Have you watched the news? Have you listened to the politicians? They're all over. But the key is, how do you access that kingdom? Because accessing the current kingdom of God, getting in that door, is a key component or a key strategy in walking in a right fashion or a right way. Scripture says to seek first the kingdom, and it's like, well, how do you seek first that kingdom? John the Baptist, just so you can know, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, and Peter all gave the same message on how to access the kingdom of God through repentance. To repent, literally in the Greek, to think afterwards, primary meaning to change our direction, to change our minds, to conform to God's way of thinking. The secondary definition is to be in anguish over, which is the godly sorrow coming out of 2 Corinthians 7:10. But the primary way is, if I guess the best way to say it from a guy point of view, is you're driving in the car and your wife goes, "Hun, you have to change direction. We're going in the wrong way and we're not going to get to what we're trying to get to." Well, you change the direction. Stop the car, move it into a different direction. You don't go on to the next gas station and the next gas station, next gas station. Stop doing that, okay? You're just wasting gas. What I want to talk about in this last couple of minutes is understanding what comes from that repentance, because from that repentance comes something outstanding. And I want you to look forward to it because it's available to us if we will access. All these great things God promises us and does for us, that's great. You never access them, you'll never use them, you'll never get there. He's not just going to throw it in your face. You got to walk with him. But here in Acts 3, we find out what the result of this. Here's what Peter, he says, "Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance as did your rulers, but what God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that his Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." You know, one of the first indicators that you're in real repentance, real change of direction, is a refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord. Because when you conform to God's way of thinking, when you conform to God's direction, he supports that. We laugh a lot because we are, you know, semi-cynical Christians, and we'll go, well, yeah, they don't want to pray for patience, because if you pray for patience, God will really answer that one. He'll really give you patience. Well, guess what? I want to be everything like Jesus wants me to be. And if I knew every time I pray a prayer that God would answer that prayer, I want to be responsive in that so I can just be engaging with God. Well, if I'm engaging with God and I'm conforming and I'm yielding and I'm repenting, then God is coming behind that and refreshing me with his presence. How do I not want that? And for all those who think, well, you're only supposed to repent once. Are you kidding? You do yourself a favor. Wake up repentant and go to bed repentant. You want to do yourself a real favor. And then when you get up in the middle of the night, just for good measure, repent anyway. Who knows what you did? Half the time you don't remember. Here's the bottom line. Repentance is the access to the kingdom of God, and the testimony for that repentance is the presence, the refreshing presence of God. You've been looking for more of God in your life. Guess what? It's not an issue of pride. It's an issue of humility. It's an issue of, oops, I'm sorry. I want to try your way. That's what it is. You think, well, that seems like it's awful simple. Yeah, don't tell me we don't make things so complex. We take the stupidest thing and make it so complex. I'm not even going to answer why. I'm just going to skip over it, skipping it all together. Here's the bottom line. Bottom line is, if you're looking for the refreshing presence of the Lord, it's available. It comes through repentance, and that repentance brings you to the doorstep of the kingdom of God now. How is that anything but fantastic? Even if you don't think, oh, I don't know. You know what? Try it anyway. I don't think you'll be irritating God by going, I'm not sure about all of it, but I am sorry for anything that's off, and get me on the right. How was that bad? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. We're going to come back. You're going to hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.